Rusty Capella is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sullivan. He says 2012 was anything but a quiet year.
We had several records set, not only on a local basis, but on a statewide basis. And one of the biggest records is the warmest year on record so far.
The year started with a mild winter, followed by record-setting March. Capella says temperatures rose 15 to 30 degrees above normal. Then, as trees and plants were blossoming early, a killing frost arrived and damaged many fruit crops in the state. In the summer, there was a killer heat wave and also a lengthy drought, which exists to a lesser extent even today. Capella says record highs were broken across the state this year. He says the summer was Milwaukee's warmest on record and Madison's third warmest. Capella says there were a lot of hot days with very little rainfall.
We had fewer thunderstorms, and believe it or not, we had far fewer numbers of tornadoes. We only had 4 tornadoes, whereas we averaged 23.
The National Weather Service estimates property and crop loss due to the weather was over $33 million in 2012. That's down considerably from 2011, when the National Weather Service estimates tornadoes alone caused $50 million in damages. There were 15 weather-related fatalities in Wisconsin in 2012, compared to 10 last year. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.